working from home.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Wind Down. I am, who am I? Oh, Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
I'm Stacy, the new age old school mom.
I'm Stacy, the political princess.
I'm Erin, the geeky gal pal.
June's not with us. Like, she, I mean, she's still, like, physically on this earth. She's not recording. She's not recording right. This week.
She was a good gal.
Okay, tonight we are not going to actually... my son just walked in, acting like I don't see him. Tonight we're not going to be talking about COVID. We're actually going to play some games because we think everybody has had enough of the stress of COVID-19. But first...
We need a break.
I am drinking Elements Red Wine, Sonoma County, 2012. Boom. Super good.
Boom. I'm drinking Ménage à Trois California Red Wine, 2018, because it's $6.50 at Costco. And they're still doing that sale, and I'm going to keep stocking up every time they do that.
Hey-o.
I am drinking water from my fridge because I have anxiety.
Okay.
All right. Well, I also have anxiety, but I'm drinking Florida Avenue Brewing Company, Passion of the Heights. I drank it one other time on here, and it's a hibiscus wheat ale, and I didn't really realize we were recording tonight, so I just had to scramble. So.
And you drank all your potato wine last night?
Oh, my God. With so much of it is gone, I'm like, well, we're not rationing that.
There goes our three-week stockpile of potato wine.
Jeez.
Oh,
not a good morning, people. It was not a good morning.
Did you go to work today?
I did, but I went late. I said I had a migraine. I mean, I did have a headache, but it wasn't a migraine, and it wasn't just like a stress. It was, it was a real thumper. I'll tell you what.
Oh, that's what we're gonna call Erin, thumper.
Thumper. I like it.
I'll take it.
All right, so you guys want to play a few games, or you just want to talk about what you're doing to stay entertained while we get a little bit drunker?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that first.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm working from home. My wife is working from home, so I stay entertained by being on conference calls all day long and managing people from 60 miles away, and then... It's really nice, though, because I'm usually in the car for about 2 hours and 40 minutes a day driving back and forth from work. So being home, like right when I get off work and just being able to like have dinner with Lex and Lincoln and like hang out has been awesome. Like we get to go on walks and we get to hang out and we get to do more stuff as a family because normally I don't get home till like 6:30 or almost 7. So it's definitely been, it's been really nice. And then this weekend... I will be organizing the garage.
Wow.
Jealous.
I'm actually kind of jealous of the people that, like, still get to work from home that just have, like, reduced hours and stuff because I feel like it keeps you doing something normal, whereas, like, I'm struggling with motivation lately real bad. Like, we're still doing the normal stuff. We get up and we get dressed and we, like, try to maintain a little bit of a schedule. But I have, like, no motivation lately to, you know, scrapbook. I got all my stuff out to, like, scrapbook again. And I'm like, I don't want to. I don't want to do anything lately. It sucks.
Understandable.
Yeah.
It really is.
The days feel really long and slow. And it's like... You know, you shower and you get ready and you get dressed and you do your makeup and your hair and you're like, okay, I feel human. I'm doing this every day so that I can feel like normal. But then the day feels like you're sitting around, you're kind of not doing anything. And then you go to bed and it's like, I'm going to bed to do it all over again tomorrow. And it feels very daunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. I mean... You know, Jackie, like you were saying, like you get off work and you're home. Like I'm still working every day. So I still go to work. I'm not really around people though. So that's nice. But like getting home and like seeing Gail, like I never used to see Gail this often. Like I literally never have in our entire relationship. So it's very nice to be able to come home and see each other and have dinner together and those things. But I know that she's kind of struggling, you know, in the sense that like she said this morning, she got up and she's like, I even put makeup on and I put some perfume on and I felt like a human being, you know, and it's hard because I think you want to keep doing that, but like, it just catches back up with you that you're kind of like, ugh, but
why am I doing this?
Right. Like, you know, and I think one of the things that I'm trying to do to like keep myself occupied is like when I'm like either at work in downtime or something like that, like is I'm trying to not read the news 24/7. Like I'm trying, that's like the one. So like if I'm sitting here bored, the one thing I will not do is like open up CNN or something like that. I'm trying so hard to just like find something different to occupy my time. Like I've read more than I have probably in my whole life in the sense of like a book or something like that. So I think that that is really great. But I also see like, I think I'm more active in the sense that like we are going for walks together. Like you said, you and Lex are doing, Jackie, like it's, or we're like getting out and like getting fresh air and doing things like that, that we're still allowed to do. I mean, we could go to church if we really wanted to in Florida, but
we're done with Florida.
Fucking Florida. Florida's going to kill us all. So that's happy. What about you, Stacey?
It's good that you're still going out and getting fresh air and going for walks. I feel like that's something that we need to do more of. We've done it like 3 times. And yeah. I'm like, we should probably do that more.
You know what I did? You know, one thing is like, so we remember when this all first started happening, like it feels like ages ago, right? That it started. But I know, Stacey, you and I were talking about just like our anxious minds and how it's so hard to calm them in this moment of like insanity. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better, right? Like, obviously, it's not getting any better. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. And there is no end in sight, it feels, right? Not to make your anxiety any worse, but... One of the things that, like, I kept reading was, is exercise is so important when you are anxious. And I'm like, ah, fuck exercise. I fucking hate exercising. I just don't even care. But then, like, I started going for a walk every day. And it really started to help me. Like, I didn't focus on something that I can't control. I was just focusing on controlling myself walking, like, you know, one step in front of the other, like I'm good, I can do this. Like, and now Gail and I try to go at least, you know, 4 or 5 times a week together. And it, while it's not the most strenuous workout in America, it certainly is helping us. It's getting our blood pumping. And I do truly believe that it is helping like calm me down. Like,
can I give you a recreation statistic?
Yes, I would love.
Spending 10 minutes outdoors can improve your mood by 20%. And so it doesn't matter if you're running, walking, standing just outside to get sun, sitting on your back porch, whatever it is, that is 10 minutes though, without, distracting yourself. Like you shouldn't be looking at your cell phone. You shouldn't be like, you should just be taking in, nature. You can be talking to someone and walking. That's fine. But, that social distraction, that's okay. But yes, 10 minutes outdoors improves your mood by 20%.
I believe it. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah, I'm also working from home. And just PSA for people that are on these like giant Zoom calls, like I know everybody is. As soon as you log in, mute yourself.
Oh my God, thank you. For the people in the back.
Oh my God. It's always one person who's like, I was on a call today and it happened like 3 or 4 times where someone wasn't muted. And they always remind everybody at the beginning, like, stay muted, especially because these ones I've been doing lately have
Stacey
like,
blows her nose.
Hey, I muted it.
They have like over 100 people on them and it's so ridiculous. But today I was on one and in the middle of it, somebody who had just called in was like, do you have a splitter? Do you have a splitter? Am I muted? I think I'm muted. And I was like, oh, everybody's like, no, you're not. And then this other person was on the phone with somebody and it was coming through and they were like, yeah, this person's in the hospital and, you know, they're having a really hard time breathing and this and that. And everybody's faces were like, Oh no. Oh, mute that. We can't hear. So then, of course, everybody stops talking and everybody's just listening to the phone call about the person in the hospital. And I'm like, I'm uncomfy. And so just do everybody a favor. Mute yourself when you join.
My favorite is at 8:30 every morning, I have to get on this one conference call, and it's with 68 people. And it's the same 68 people every day. We've been doing this for 3 weeks. You think we'd be better at it by now. But every day, some dum-dum gets on there. We don't use Zoom. We use Skype for business. And You can literally see the list of people that are on the call. And at the top, it says like 62 participants, 45 participants, like however many people are sitting there waiting in what they call the lobby. Every morning, someone goes, "Hello, is anyone there?" And I'm like, "Listen, boomer, just look up at the top of your screen, look at the side." And every morning someone goes, and someone goes, mute it. So this morning I told them, I said, "Hey, just everyone for FYI, I know not everyone's used to like doing Skype business calls. You can go into your settings and you can set it that as soon as you get in a conference call, you automatically mute. And then you can opt to unmute yourself if you want to."
And when you have something to say.
Let me tell you what they told me. "We don't need you explaining technology to us." And I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Stop. Clearly. Somebody said that?
Clearly said that. You do. Clearly you do.
Somebody said that to you?
Yeah. I don't know if they thought they were muted and were just like under their breath.
Yeah. Oh my God. I read a thing, it was like on BuzzFeed or one of those things where it's like 20 teachers write in and talk about how Zoom is going in their classroom. And it was so cute. Like they were like, "The amount of pets that I've seen this week."
Oh, I saw that article. It was so funny.
It was super cute. Everybody should go find it and read it. Siblings.
Siblings, yeah.
Everybody wants to show, "Look at my house and look at my stuff that I got and look at my pet. And this is my little brother." And it sounded really
kids,
cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the lady that accidentally turned herself into a potato?
Yeah.
During a call? Katie Couric's meeting? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then on the Parks and Rec Facebook page, they posted pictures of all of the, like, desk backgrounds for all the characters. So if you're in a Zoom meeting, you can have, like, Leslie Knope's office as your background.
That's fantastic.
I would totally do The Office with, like, Michael Scott.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, the potato one was literally, like, I still look at it and chuckle. Like, it's like, it gets me through some of my days.
I know.
She's so funny.
Because you know, at a certain point, she's like, "Fuck it, let's just get this over with."
It's so funny.
Oh, I hope my kids, like, teachers do Zoom. We've got a couple more days. We go back to school on Monday from spring break, and we get to find out, like, what they're doing. And I hope it's Zoom. Please let it be Zoom.
I like the virtual backgrounds, and yeah, I don't know, but so I've been doing a lot of those. I will say it's given a good opportunity to take time for stuff like that, because I know at least in our field, there's not a whole lot you can do when all your stuff is canceled, and we can't really plan for the future that much because we don't know what life is going to look like when this is over. Is it really going to be lifted on May 4th? When it does, what kind of rules will there be that will affect the kind of programs that we offer? So we're really getting the opportunity to pay attention and put time and energy into trainings and participating in these calls with, you know, other people in the industry. I know our state board, they have monthly phone meetings that are open to everybody, but nobody gets on them. It's all the board that gets on them. And so then, you know, you're seeing over 100 people on these calls, and it's like, well, maybe I should have been making time for these calls when I was just at work. So I think it's given us the opportunity to spend a little bit more time on that sort of stuff. But then, yeah, I'm also just, like, you know, on TikTok a lot.
I'm on TikTok probably like 2 hours total of the day.
I died laughing, Stace, when you were like, "I found Carol's TikTok." I was
Carol Baskin. Carol fucking Baskin.
The home team TikTok, released, y'all. The home tea released Tiger King shirts today.
I know that I almost sent those to you.
So. I want the Cool Cats and Kittens one real bad.
Do it.
So I've been watching a lot of TikTok, doing a lot of puzzles.
I was on a conference call today with my rec people and the ones who work for me. And I got on, I was like, hey, cool cats and kittens. And they, and it's just a universal thing now. Cause they're like, oh my God, are you watching that show? So then that launched into like a 20 minute thing of the shit show that is Tiger King, which is hilarious. Yeah.
We have like a group chat.
Oh, they need a Zoom background for that.
Do need a Zoom background for that. Maybe that's what I'll do for our next rec meeting. But we have like a group chat going, and so we were getting ready for our first Zoom call, and my boss was like, okay, we're gonna have to limit it to 40 minutes, like unless we pay for it, whatever. And I was like, well, 40 minutes should be enough time to talk about Tiger King. Like, yeah, that's all we're gonna discuss, right? Like,
here's I can't imagine the other interesting part is with Skype Business. So it has this chat feature where it's just like instant messenger. So, but one of the things about it is for the first time I can see when all my employees are actually at their desk working.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which cool. Normally, I mean, whatever, I wouldn't even monitor because they get up, they take customer phone calls, they're making copies, like they're running mail places, like they're doing all kinds of stuff. So it wouldn't have even occurred to me to log into this before. But now, since that's how we communicate, because for those of you that don't know, public records request, if they were to say, like, can I get every email that Jackie Dwyer ever sent, you would get all of the nonsense emails too. So we try to keep things that aren't pertinent to like county business on this chat thing. But my one employee who swears she works like harder than everyone, she does not. Or if she does, she's doing it through osmosis. Like, I don't even under, like, honestly, most of them are probably being more productive than they've ever been. But this one individual, she gets on for like 20 minutes and then she's gone for 45, and then you can tell she just like touches her computer to wake it back up so it like logs her back into it, and then she's gone again, and I'm just like, this bitch trying to be shady. Like, and I'm this close to sending her to the call center, so we'll see how this week pans out. But yeah, it's because we have like this concierge call center where anybody can call in and get information, get like county assistance and stuff, and so they're sending a bunch of employees to work there. And it's like the people who aren't, who are running out of work to do because they're not in the office. And I'm this close to sending her ass there, and she would hate it. And that's partially why I want to send her. Because, yeah. So
that's, I have one funny. More episode left of Tiger King. I'm not even done with it. I've been like trying to ration myself to like make it last a little while.
I haven't even watched any more of it, to be completely honest, since our last podcast. I've been kind of like, I know.
Finish.
I think part of it is that, so I haven't even gotten through Ozark season 3 yet. Like, and I love that show. So I watched an episode and a half of that, but it's like, it's like the hardest to try to watch something when I know Gail doesn't like it and isn't going to like it. And so it's like, you know, we're trying to like watch things together at night. And now I'm like, well, she doesn't like Ozark, so she's not going to watch that. She 100% will not watch Tiger King. So I got to watch that at work.
Oh, yeah. I got Kai hooked on it. Like, the first episode, he was like, I don't know about this. And then I was like, just sit down and watch it for a little bit. Like, let's see. And he was like, oh, okay, I'm curious where this is going. Okay.
That's hilarious. I love it. I will finish it. I swear. Next time it's we meet, so I promise you, I'll be done. I won't let you down, Jackie.
I'm going to watch the last one tonight. I just have so many questions. And I'm hoping that the last episode kind of answers a couple of them. But some stuff I'm just, I don't understand. I'm going to have to Google it. I'm going to have to Google, like, what is going on.
Try us. Ask us. We'll give you the answers.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about me. Like, I will, nothing's going to spoil me. I'll be fine.
Like, I know that there's got to be, like, a mix-up of the timeline, because there's a point where, like, his one husband runs away with a girl and he gets her pregnant and, like, they run away together. There's a ton of scenes after that where he's in the background.
So I think was he like, was still working there.
Did he run away with her?
No.
Or did he stay?
I think he stayed and continued working there because she worked there also. I don't, because he left before that other guy killed himself. So I think their relationship had like ended, because you can tell in the one scene, he's like handing him something and you can tell their relationship has been like severed, that they're not cool anymore. So I think he was just still working.
Who killed himself?
So, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that. So that didn't match up because he's kind of gone. After he like runs away with the girl, he's not like interviewed anymore in the documentary. He's like, okay, he's gone. But you see him in the background working all the time and you're like, wait, he's not really gone. And then the other one was the same thing with like the one guy that comes in and he transfers all of the zoo into his name. I don't know his name. What's that guy's name? Yeah. Alan? Jeff?
Jeff.
So, like, he pretty much steals the zoo from him. He's like, all right, fuck you. Everything's transferred into my name. It's my zoo now. Why does Joe stay there working?
Because he only did it so his lawsuit with Carol, all the money he owed, they couldn't come after the zoo. So they put everything in Jeff's name so those assets couldn't be taken.
But then he went through and fired everybody, all of Joe's employees, and he said... And Joe gets on the camera and says he did me dirty. He fucking stole everything. He stole
right, because it was only supposed to go into his name, but it was still going to be Joe's zoo and Joe's stuff or whatever.
Right, but then he stays on working there. Like, Joe is still, he says all this stuff, like, he stole my zoo. Everything's in his name, and he fired all the employees, and he did all this stuff. But, like, he's still there.
Because some of that, I think, is just flashbacks and stuff.
And what is Joe Exotic going to go do?
Yeah, run for president, apparently. Sure.
Second career.
Right. I wonder if Carol was in on it to get the zoo into Jeff's name to do Joe dirty. That's a whole thing. I got two more.
Okay, so another one is...
I don't know.
The guy... So, Joe leaves to go to a funeral, and the place blows up, and they try to blame Carol for it, and all the footage of the documentary from everything from the last 4 years, I think it was, is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd all that stuff come from then with all the footage for this documentary?
Because
why do they still have
footage? They said in the beginning Joe filmed everything 24 hours a day for his little TV show.
Yeah, it wasn't the footage for the documentary. It was the footage for his TV show.
Oh, okay. That makes so much more sense. Okay, the last one.
Also, why do you store all your film stuff in your alligator habitat.
Right, shed. Right?
We're just lucky they didn't release the sex tapes, is all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I'd watch, just out of morbid curiosity.
Okay, my last question is, after that person dies, Joe takes, like, all the tigers and, like, disperses them, and then he takes the one tiger, and he goes to the place, and he says, I've had this one, like, since, like, whatever, and I knew it would be safe here, and it's an undisclosed place in Oklahoma, blah, blah, blah. Did he take it to Carol?
No, because she's in Florida.
Okay. I totally thought he did.
Carol is 5 minutes from Aaron.
He really is.
I was like,
the background
totally looks like Carol's. And he's like, I'm not going to say where I am. This person will take care of the tiger, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was going, he fucking took it to Carol's. Like, because he knew that she would take care of it. She knew how to do it. Like, I totally thought it was hers.
Aaron's going to go undercover.
I am.
I'm really about it. Because I watched a video on their Facebook page last night that was Carol's husband.
You see? Can you see it?
Oh, it's man.
7 minute drive.
It's 7 minutes away.
That's
crazy.
Do
you work there? Are you an accomplice?
You know. If I told you, I'd have to oil you up with sardine oil and feed you to my tigers.
We watched a video and it was her husband basically refuting all of this stuff or whatever. Dude, it was weird. The whole video was weird. And then he started crying and saying how they've never even gotten into a disagreement. But her TikTok, I was laughing so hard because every video, regardless of what it's about, the comments are like, Carol, what happened to your husband?
Right? All her videos. I went back to the first videos to see if it was like anything like with her talking or if it's just tigers and stuff. I was like, is this really hers? Like going back, all of the videos from the like very beginning is, did you kill your husband? Did you do it? Is this it? I was like, oh my God.
Also, do you remember seeing a blonde chick on TikTok that was always playing with, like, tigers and lions and stuff ever, like, in your For You?
No.
Because I've seen one a couple of times, whatever. It came up again now after I've watched Tiger King. She's the blonde wife, I don't remember her fake name, of Doc. She's one of his harem.
Wow.
Yeah, she has a TikTok, too, where she's just playing with lions and tigers and stuff.
I'm gonna go looking.
Mm-hmm. If I find it, I'll send it to you.
I freaking love TikTok.
TikTok's the best.
It is saving me through this quarantine.
You lose so much time on TikTok. It's like you start scrolling, and then 3 hours later, you're like, "Whoa!"
But you know what I love? It's totally been taken over by people doing things as a family, which I kind of love, because like older teens and like adult children and their parents like recording videos together. Or I don't know if you've seen the one girl, but she has like the younger teenage brother, and he puts on a themed dinner.
Yeah, I have seen that one.
They're so cute. He's done like, he did a Hooters dinner where he made like chicken wings, and he made a Hooters shirt and put big fake boobs in, and like
the Benihana one where he's like burning everything and like throwing mm-hmm. everything around and like cooking it to order. Yeah.
It's so cute. So I love those ideas.
Yeah, you know, there's another girl doing that too, where they just have everybody dress a theme. And so they mm-hmm. she films them like walking into dinner. It's like everybody dressed like emo today. Everybody dressed like you're on Tiger King today or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they like film it. I think that's super cute too.
There was one too. And it's like two or three like adult sisters. And their mom was their executive assistant for a couple of days. And it was super funny. She came in the second day in this like super cute like business outfit. And she's like, I thought we should step it up a notch. And she's like bringing them juice and smoothies. And like, it's super cute.
I love it. All the like creative stuff, people like remodeling their houses, like painting mm-hmm. rooms and stuff. It's just keeping me like sane, I feel.
Yeah.
Like.
I really love and I've seen these more on like Facebook, but the videos of people like recreating Disney attractions.
Yes, that's on TikTok too.
Yeah, those are super cute.
People are so creative. They put so much work into these like rides being like really detailed to look like Disney rides.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even begin to describe you how much I miss Disney.
Yeah.
It's just like, I miss it. Like I told Gail the other day, I was just like, I literally just miss it. I miss being like, let's go to Disney on Sunday. Like, mm-hmm. I know it sounds crazy, but it's like, God, I just want to go. I want to just get a freaking hot dog from Casey's and some cheese fries and just be okay for, you know, 10 minutes. Yeah. And I can't.
Is getting a hot dog from Casey's the same as getting a corn dog from the Red Wagon? I don't speak Disney World.
I feel like probably. I have a feeling.
We only know Disneyland.
Does the kidding. Corn dog from the Red Wagon, like, bring you great joy?
Yeah, it's hand-dipped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
I will say, I think maybe I did get something at Casey's, though. I think I got a hot dog there when I was there a million years ago.
Yeah, it's a Magic Kingdom. It's like on the corner of Main Street.
Like on Main Street? Okay, yeah, I went there.
Yeah. It's just like their cheese fries are fucking to die for. You know what I mean? Like they have like legit cheese and good fries. Oh, God, I miss it.
I noticed the one thing I am doing is I'm making like much bigger breakfasts than I typically do in the morning.
Yeah.
And like probably healthier.
That's good.
The crunching is so loud.
You can hear me?
Oh my gosh.
We're all just watching Jax eat all her chips.
I was gonna see how long it went on for since you gave Stacy shit about blowing her nose into the microphone.
My microphone was off.
Yeah, mine too, when I blew my nose. That's what happened.
Why'd you guys tell me before?
We thought you didn't care.
I thought because you'd crunch and then you'd look and then you would like keep going.
That's why I kept looking at my microphone to see if it was on. It's been off. I wonder if it's picking up from my headset.
Oh, maybe.
You should probably just mute that.
Damn.
That's funny.
It's fine. It wasn't that long.
It was fine. I mean, I was actually, like, when you were eating your grilled cheese, I was like, that looks really good.
It was grilled cheese with turkey in it. It was delicious. Yeah. Sorry, guys. You should have told me sooner.
You email me one of those grilled cheezes?
All right, you guys want to play a game?
My printer. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
What do you want to play? Never Have I Ever?
Yeah.
No, my mom listens to this.
Wow.
Just kidding, it's fine.
Well, what can we play that's okay with your mom?
I'm just kidding, it doesn't matter.
Remember when you guys did the Would You Rather thing?
Okay, yeah. We can do that.
That was fun.
All right. I'll go first. Would you rather make out with Joe Exotic's husband without the teeth, or...
Ooh, that sounds smooth.
Go down like on it. Carol.
Or do
oh,
what?
God.
Or do what with Carol?
I'm changing it. Would you rather have sex with Joe Exotic's husband that has no teeth? I forget his name. I apologize. I know he's more than just Joe Exotic's ex-husband. Or
Jeff. Is he, though? Jeff.
No, what's his name?
Not one, Travis, like, but the other guy.
Carl? Yeah. No, the one with no
Isn't
teeth.
It it's Finlay? Finlay?
It doesn't matter. We all know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Or
John.
Or go down on Carol.
Okay, you said make out with
I
him.
Changed it.
Him now that he has teeth?
No.
Oh, he has teeth now?
No, I'd rather just have sex teeth. With him. No, I just have sex with him. We don't have to make out while we're having sex. I could not go down on Carol.
I don't think I want his penis anywhere near me. I think I'll go down
penis.
On Carol.
You want to get up close and personal with her cool cat and kitten?
I think her kitten's like safer than his penis.
I feel like her pussy is way nicer than any
his
pussy.
His penis has been in Joe Exotic's butthole.
That's true.
That's
you're welcome.
And probably numerous other buttholes.
I should have changed it to oral sex with oral sex. You have to give oral sex to John. Oral sex to John or oral sex to Carol.
I would never put his penis in my mouth.
Right.
Never. I would rather.
Lincoln's very worked up about it too.
I'm gonna pick go down on John still because
Carol. Okay, I'm gonna throw in a TikTok thing again. But you know that song on TikTok, the kitty one. Your kitty looks like a flat tire. Your kitty looks real tired. That's how I feel about Carol.
She's got a floppy, floppity Virginia. Let's just.
You couldn't pay me to put his penis in my mouth.
First of all, Aaron, you erroneously said it's probably been in lots of other buttholes. I don't think it has, because I think he was only gay for meth.
Yeah.
Well, but that doesn't mean that he hasn't gotten meth from someone else and had to put his penis in someone else's butthole. I feel like once you put it in one butt, you're probably going to put it in numerous butts. I just, even if it's a girl butt, I just don't know about.
All right.
I just don't like.
So the gays would stick with the woman and the straights would go with the guy. All right.
Yeah.
Stacey, you go next.
All right. Would you rather have your mom walk in on you playing with yourself, or would you rather walk in on your mom?
I would 100% rather walk in on my mom.
Really?
Because she would be embarrassed and want to avoid the whole conversation altogether. Where if it was happened to me, I would feel that stigma of guilt the whole time, every time I saw her.
Yep, you're right. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't like any of it.
No, I don't want any of that to happen. Of course, if it were, I mean, not to put a damper on it, but that would mean my mom was alive. So, I mean, like, hey, mom!
Oh, jeez, Aaron. Yeah.
I'm joking. Trying to be.
All right, Stacey, your turn.
Okay. Would you rather trying to think of a good one? I wasn't ready for
all right,
this
Aaron, go.
would you rather eat
I'm in
French fries off of a Costco floor or a cheeseburger off of a McDonald's floor?
French fries off the Costco floor.
I would say McDonald's because it's a smaller space. It probably gets cleaned more frequently.
You're really beating your head.
I'm going to say Costco, but I have no logic behind it.
Fine to wash it down.
Okay. I got mine.
Wait, Erin didn't tell us hers.
Oh, which would you pick?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely the French fries.
Definitely, obviously, right?
I mean, come on. I'm a total French fry whore.
Okay. Would you rather eat chocolate that tasted like shit or shit that tasted like chocolate?
Chocolate that tasted like shit. You don't get E. coli from that.
I'm so sad about this question. This is not fair. Well, I'm going to say...
Yeah, chocolate that tastes like shit. Because you know, deep down in your head, it's just chocolate. It's fine.
It's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Don't give in to peer pressure, Erin.
Because I just, when you think about how shit smells, yeah, it's like the idea that you would eat it or like eat something that tasted like it
Don't
smells.
Don't overthink it. It's gut reaction.
Oh, that's my gut reaction.
What would you rather, Stacey?
Probably chocolate that tastes like shit. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you rather? Is it not muting?
Nope.
Oh my God, why is it not muting? Would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with your ex and their new love interest?
Oh fuck. For, I was all, well.
For 3 weeks or have to watch the same movie over and over again for 3 weeks. That ranks on like your worst movie list.
Movie. 100%. No questions asked.
Final answer.
Yeah, it could be 2001: A Space Odyssey, because that is my least favorite movie ever. I would never watch that. I've watched it once. I would never watch it again. I would watch it on a continuous loop, as long as I never had to be on a deserted island.
Okay, but it depends on the ex, because some of my exes I could be like, yes, I am so over you that I would love seeing you with your new whatever, and we could probably become friends and hang out on an island and get a tan. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the ex, but
I think you gotta add unrequited in there.
It's whoever, whatever ex popped in your head of
movie.
I'm gonna say movie.
Hal.
I'm going to go with X because it's still an island. Like, whatever. I would suck that up for 3 weeks and try to make the best of it, then have to sit through the same movie over and over again. Because I think of some of the movies I hate, and I just can't even imagine having to watch that for 3 weeks for 24 hours a day.
I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd know every word of that movie.
Stace?
Wait, which one did you say?
2001: A Space Odyssey.
Jack said the X.
Oh,
I said the X.
Okay. Would you rather shave your head and not be able to wear a wig to cover it? You just have to go about your business, or knock out one of your front
shave
teeth.
Shave my head.
Knock out one of your front teeth and have to go about your business for 6 months with a missing front tooth.
Head for sure.
Head.
I have, like, legit bad dreams about my teeth falling out. Like, the idea of losing a tooth is, like, my biggest fear.
All right, Erin, what's your question?
Like, how relaxing would it be to have a shaved head?
Right, for 6 months? Who cares?
Yeah.
I would hate that.
I had to look up would you rather questions. Is that wrong?
Boo, Erin. Oh,
what I'm doing, but...
No, that's what I did too.
Would you rather live on the streets for a week or sleep in bed with the ex you hate the most for one night?
One night. I can get drunk and pass out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Streets on the week is rough, man. You can't shower. It's hard to find a bathroom.
I have exes that I hate.
Oh, can I have another one? I got another good one.
Okay, go.
Go ahead.
Would you rather look like Darth Vader or sound like Darth Vader?
Sound like Darth Vader? For sure. That would be for awesome. Sure.
Cool party trick.
Like, you remember the part where they take his helmet off and he's like, bah! Yeah, you don't want to look like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just a costume.
Stacey?
True.
His face is messed up. Mm-hmm. Would you rather accidentally have an entire eyebrow waxed off, or have
Stacy read this question to us?
Oh man, that's a good one. I'm not good at this. Maybe I should be drinking. Okay, have an entire eyebrow waxed off, or have a botched bikini wax.
The second option, because nobody would see it.
What do you mean by botched? Like rip a lip off, or like
burn? Yeah.
Burn. Oh, so you might have like razor burn.
Mm-hmm.
Botched bikini.
Yeah, whatever. Nobody would see it.
Yeah, for sure.
It would itch the fuck out of you.
I know.
Yeah, you know how long an eyebrow takes to grow back?
Yeah, I mean, just
you're getting old. It may not grow back. You don't know.
Oh, thank you for that.
Microblading.
I'll go with the bikini wax, I guess.
Would you rather give up sex for the rest of your life?
No.
Or wine?
Oh, definitely. I would give up wine.
Okay, for you, potato wine.
Oh, fuck that!
Yeah, wine. There's other alcohol.
Yeah, wine.
All right. I'm going to amend it. Alcohol or sex forever?
Alcohol.
This is where we find out who's an alcoholic. I'd give up alcohol.
I'm giving up sex.
Oh, Stace?
I don't know. Oh my God. I really don't know.
I know it's this is my room.
It's equally as good.
Can I have sex with myself?
No, sex, period.
Like never
orgasms.
Oh, God.
Alcohol.
Yeah, give up alcohol.
You know what? I'm going to say sex because I feel like alcohol is always going to be there, whereas your sex drive is going to die down later anyway and go away because he's not going to be able to get it up forever.
We have a plan for that. Lesbians have a plan for that.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm going to say alcohol, only because
you can't change your body again.
There are other avenues I can use to.
You can't have an orgasm.
I'm saying I'm going to give up alcohol. I'm going to keep the sex.
Oh, okay.
And there's, because like I could get high.
I can get high.
Yeah, I can't do that. So.
All right. Oh,
yeah. Definitely gonna have to keep the alcohol.
All right. So I just watched this episode of Orange is the New Black where they say gun to your head. So I'm gonna use hers, Maritza's. It's it's Flacca's, isn't it? Where it's swallow a baby mouse whole or eat 10 dead flies.
10 dead flies.
10 dead flies.
Because if you could use water and like swallow the 10 dead flies real fast without chewing, that would be okay. So I agree.
How would you swallow a whole baby mouse?
They're real little.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. 10 dead flies for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure.
Realistically, you've probably already swallowed 10 dead flies in your life.
Yeah, but you didn't know about it.
Right, but yeah. Still.
Okay, what is, this question is for everybody. Where's the one public place you've always wanted to have sex?
Church.
Wow.
I've had sex at a church.
I kind of thought I knew that. On Christmas. For some reason. Did we talk about this? In Australia, probably.
On Christmas?
In Australia.
Happy birthday, baby Jesus!
Baby Jesus!
It has to be a public place, or it could just be a place?
A place, whatever.
It doesn't have to be public. I would say one of those little tiki huts that you see that's like in the middle like of the water. You know what I'm talking about? It's in the middle of four foot water, and all that's in the little tiki hut is like a bed.
Yeah, like Bora Bora or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Because then you could, like, just jump off the dock, swim, hang out, like, whatever.
Yeah, not with your wine you couldn't because you gave up alcohol. Stacey?
Yeah. I think anywhere that's really, like, densely populated, but, like, but where no one would see you. Does that make sense? So, like, Times Square or somewhere like that, but, like, where no one would see you. Where you
could see them, but they can't see you?
Yes.
Interesting.
Stacey's Pornhub channel will link in the show notes. All right, whose turn?
Erin.
If you could have any song play every time you walk into a room, what would it be?
The Mario song.
Which one?
I love that you said that, like, duh. Is that what everybody's thinking?
Or Batman.
That's a really good question. I would want it to be from that episode of 30 Rock when
somebody ham.
Yeah, but somebody get me some ham. That one.
I'm a star.
Yeah, I'm on top. Yeah, that one.
Somebody bring me some ham.
Yes, that's the one.
I like that one.
I also have like no cheesy blasters.
Yeah, cheesy blasters.
Like, I really don't know. Like, I'm gonna say
working on my night cheese.
Like a corny song off of like Newsies.
Oh.
Like King of New York.
Interest. Oh.
That's a good one.
Seize the day, carrying the banner.
There you go. Jesus. That's even better.
What about you, Erin?
I would do Dancing Queen.
Oh.
Nice.
Bold choice, yeah.
Young and Free.
I probably should have chose something like that, but instead. the ham. The fictional ham song.
Some ham.
All right, Stacey, what's your question?
I forgot. It was my turn. Okay, would you rather have knives for fingers or dicks for fingers?
Dicks. We're lesbians. Oh, sorry, I answered for you. Go ahead, pick one.
Edward Scissorhands or Edward Dickhands?
Dicks.
For sure.
Not only would it be good for others, but it'd also be good for you.
True. And if they were fully functioning, you'd never have to, like, get up and go to the bathroom again. Yeah, you could just, like, squirt into the sink, into a cup. Like, travel would be much easier.
Right? Oh, for real.
Yeah.
Out the window.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to sit on a toilet seat ever
wouldn't
again.
Wouldn't even have to pull over.
Yeah.
Ever.
Stace, question?
Would you rather feel like you had an eyelash in your eye for a month or grow hair on your tongue for a month?
Oh.
Did you say eyelash in the eye?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Like, really annoying, constantly, like, digging at your eyeball for a month or
hair grow on my
hair
tongue.
On your tongue for a month.
Hair on my tongue.
I think I'm going to go hair on my tongue.
Yeah. I think I'm going to say hair on my tongue also, except I think I would fixate on it and constantly be, like rubbing it on the roof of my mouth and stuff, but...
Would it go? Wait, which way does it go? Where's
it go? Well, would it get longer? It would grow to like eyebrow length and like stop. So it would only be like, you know, half inch hair and then stop. But you couldn't.
How far back on your tongue does it go?
Just to like tongue. The back of your teeth.
Oh, God, I'm having.
I already don't like it.
I know. About this question.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't handle
lucky for you, that's not gonna happen. It's just
like the idea of like a hair getting caught in my mouth is like one of my
that's mine too. That's why I don't like yarn, because I'm afraid it's gonna unravel and get in my eyes or mouth. Makes me uncomfy.
You can tell who has the worst anxiety of the four of us.
You know that feeling of like yarn in your mouth? Mm-mm, not for me.
Okay.
No.
Bald girls.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw your face at first, though, Jackie. You were like, what the fuck does that even mean? And then you were like, oh.
Oh, right.
If you could switch places with anyone for a day, not famous, who would it be?
Hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Probably one not of you guys. Famous.
So you could be in California, safe from the COVID.
I would not be dying in Florida. God. Jean.
Oh, Jean's a good one.
That's a good one.
Summer Jean, though, not just like regular. No, Jean, maybe anytime.
Yeah, quarantine Jean. Although I don't want that. That's kind of like an Erin Byrne because I'm saying that she's not famous. She's kind of famous. You know,
I just meant people we know. I didn't. I was like, yeah, don't say like Christy Teigen or something. Yeah,
people we know. I would switch places with Ben because everything goes his way all the time. And that would be a nice change to just have the world smile upon me for a while.
I would switch places with Lincoln.
Ooh. Just whatever the fuck you want.
Well, just to be like, what the fuck goes through your head? Like, is he really thinking screw you, mom, when he smushes his Chex Mix into the ground? Right. Or is he just like doing it for his own satisfaction? Like, I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Originally, I was going to say Alexis, so I could just spend the day with my best friend. Duh. Oh, but
no. It was really sweet. Yeah.
I'm going to take it back, and I'm going to say Erin, because I've always wanted to see Florida. I've never been.
You can't see it now.
I take it back. I would switch places with Kai for the day and fix a bunch of stuff around my house.
Like, I have all this knowledge. I just want to fix everything.
Yeah, let me just work real quick. And then we can switch back when he goes home.
That's a good fucking call. Yeah. This quarantine has really slowed down my whole house water filtration system that was supposed to be installed.
Right? I ended up with a Brita.
Ugh.
A struggle.
Who is the person that you most admire but famous? Like, I know, like, you could say, like, Jackie, you could say Lex, but, like, say famous. Like, the person that you most admire, who is famous?
I'm going to go with Eleanor Roosevelt.
Good one. Very good.
That is a good one.
I don't know. I like the celebrities that you don't hear from, you know, like they do these amazing movies, but you don't see their name in like the tabloids for like scandalous stuff. You know, they're like America's sweethearts. So like Sandra Bullock, you know,
Kristen
where's
Bell.
The drama there?
Yeah.
Yep. That's awesome.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They seem like real down to earth people. They keep their families hidden from the limelight. I think that's really cool. Yeah, Meryl Streep's a good one.
I'm going to say Carrie Fisher.
Oh, good one.
Because she had so many problems and so many demons, and she was so transparent about them and trying to normalize like addiction and mental health issues and that sort of stuff. But also always having, like, being able to laugh about shitty situations.
Right. Right. I would say I have like a three-way tie, which but like obviously Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Melissa McCarthy. Like she is so fucking hysterical. But Tina Fey has been my fucking OG for a very long time. And I just love everything about her and where she came from and how she worked her ass off to get where she's at. Like she worked so hard and devoted her life to Second City and Improv Chicago and just fucking worked and worked and worked until she got to where she wanted to be. And now she's like, if Tina Fey wants you in a movie or a TV show, you feel pretty fucking good about yourself. So I just love Tina.
I'm going to change mine. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ooh, also good.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Final answer.
Elizabeth Warren also.
Because they're picking like historical people.
Hillary was a good one.
Meryl Streep.
I love her. Oh,
Meryl Streep's delightful. Queen Meryl.
Oh yeah. Love her. I have to talk about. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to talk about it till later. Never mind.
Who's got another question?
Oh.
I got one. The movie. What is the one movie that you would take with you if you, like, could only watch one movie for the rest of your life? Like, you, this is the only movie you could watch. You can't have a tie. You have to pick one movie.
This is hard. One movie. For forever.
I want to pick something, like, really, like, complicated, so it's like you're looking for little things in it to be like, oh man, I didn't even notice that before. But in my head, I'm like, I just want to pick like my favorites.
Like Airplane. Fucking love Airplane.
I would take A League of Their Own. Because it has so many of my favorite people in it that's what I would take.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
That is a very good one. Well played, Jackie.
I would take Gone with the Wind because it's like two movies in one.
Because
it's 4 hours long.
I wouldn't have to watch this often.
Pearl Harbor is very long also. Titanic.
Because it's on like four VHS tapes. But no. I'm going to say... like a toss up between my two favorite movies. I'm going to say It's Complicated. My favorite movie.
That's such a good movie.
Fucking love It's Complicated. That's my favorite rom-com of all time.
It's my favorite movie of all time, but I have like a top 3, but I think it's my top.
That's Gail's favorite movie. We watch it probably once a month.
Aaron would take Star Wars.
But which one?
Which one?
Is there a difference?
Return of the Jedi?
At a girl.
Same.
Why we love each other.
All right. What animal would you be for a week?
Piper.
Of all the animals on the planet, you'd pick Piper?
She's got it made. She's got a nice life.
I'd be a bald eagle because I wouldn't be hunted because everybody'd be like, oh my god, it's a bald eagle. But I could like fly and like soar and like dip down in the water and like do all my stuff and like enjoy
eagle
life.
Shit.
I take it back.
Shit.
I would be one of Carol's tigers and I would find out what happened to Dawn.
You already know what happened. You ate him. I would be an elephant, 100%. I love elephants so much. I love them. I would be an elephant. They're my spirit.
I don't think there's any other choice but shark.
Shark.
Shark. It could be an otter that floats on its back and holds hands
with
other otters.
By sharks. Hard pass.
We're nice where there aren't sharks.
If you're a shark, you get to go down to the bottom and see the really weird, creepy
and
shit.
And you are
at the
an apex predator, my friend. No one fucks with you except bigger sharks.
Good answer.
Yeah.
No one fucks with Piper either.
No one fucks with bald eagles.
Freedom. You mean freedom birds?
America.
Okay, if you could eliminate one really popular holiday, not like Arbor Day or anything, but like one legit holiday, what would it be?
Easter. I hate Easter.
Happy Anna Howard Shaw Day.
I'm with Aaron on that one. I would get rid of Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Anna Howard Shaw Day.
I'd get rid of Easter too. Zombie Day. Fucking hate Easter. Stupid.
Zombie Day. I love it.
That's what they're celebrating.
It is very true. I mean,
not a fan.
Nope.
I mean, I'm not necessarily a big fan of Valentine's Day either, but there's not nearly the fanfare around it that there is around, like, Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and again, it's like Christmas, where it's another one of these holidays that's like, based on Christianity, but where there's this like mythical creature.
It's supposed to be completely based on the transition into springtime.
Right, I know, but it's just funny where it's like, oh, there's this whole like churchy thing, but also the Easter Bunny. Like, it just is weird.
I was real glad when my kids got too old to like believe in the Easter Bunny and expect stuff, because I had to put that show on for like a good 8 years.
It's hard because even though you don't believe in it or whatever, like socially, you can't not get, you right. might not believe yep. in, you know, be religious or whatever, but you better hide some eggs and get your kid an Easter basket.
Here,
right? Exactly.
Before the whole like COVID thing came down, Lex was talking about taking Lincoln back to Pennsylvania for Easter. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, don't I get to spend Easter with him? She's like, you hate that holiday. Why do you care about it? I'm like, because it's his Easter. He's gonna look for eggs and open a basket. Like, I care about that. I don't care right. about any of the other stuff. Exactly. And she's like, right. now you care about Easter. And I'm like, I didn't before we had a kid. I thought it was stupid. But now
you get it.
Yeah, now I care. Need
to rename it. Like that part, the bunnies and the eggs and all that.
I can get into that.
About Christmas. I feel that way about Christmas. Let's keep Santa and the Easter Bunny separate from the churchy stuff.
You gotta keep the Christ in Christmas.
Oh, Jesus.
No, let's call it Santa party or something.
Yule. Let's call it Yule.
I don't like the way that feels on my lips.
What movie would you guys want to see, or what book would you guys be most excited about seeing turned into a movie, and it can't be one of ours?
Seven Husbands of Evelyn.
Yes.
Yeah, like somebody say her. Yeah.
I was like,
I kept saying it for, what's it called? The stupid one with Tom Cruise. What did he just come out with that, like, he totally ruined it?
Tom Cruise
finally
came out? I love
them. Hold on.
Jack Reacher.
Yes, thank you. Where it is on my shelf. I would read all the Jack Reacher books and be like, Kai, dude, if you could like sit down and just power through and read this, you'd love it. And they finally made it into a movie with Tom Cruise, and it was garbage. And I'm like,
did you watch the second one though? Because the second one was way better than the first one.
But Tom Cruise is not what Jack Reacher is supposed to be like. So it was just totally disappointing.
I never read the book.
Did you watch the Amazon show on it?
No,
that was Jack Ryan.
Oh, sorry.
That is Jacks. Yeah, that's supposed to be really good, right?
Yeah, that is very good. I actually did watch that. And that's Tom Clancy, his whole Jack Ryan bullshit. My stepdad loves Tom Clancy. Or I guess, is he dead? Is Tom Clancy dead? I feel like he died.
No.
He didn't die?
So.
I feel like he died.
I don't think so.
I did not hear that.
I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, so my answer would be either H2O or Monument 14. Probably Monument 14, which are both young adult books, but they're so good. They're like apocalyptic young adult books.
I want to read those.
They would be amazing movies, both of them.
I want to read those. Will you please text me those, because I won't remember.
I read a lot of young adult books because, like, Lex reads a lot of, like, apocalyptic, very angsty kind of, like, they're just so good.
Love books like that. I love anything apocalyptic.
And you blow through them. You read them in like 2 days and you're like,
except for this. I'm not loving it.
Yeah, I don't like real life.
Not in real life.
What do you guys think is your most controversial, unpopular opinion?
I hate mayonnaise and ranch dressing and sour cream and all of those kind of white condiments.
You called me a monster earlier. That is
horrifying.
Horrific.
That's horrifying.
I don't like them. I don't want them.
You don't even like ranch?
No.
Even the yogurt ranch?
No.
Do you like yogurt?
I'll eat whipped cream. I'll eat cream cheese. But no cottage cheese, no sour cream, no mayo, no ranch, no...
So no dips. You don't use a dip.
Oh.
There's never, like, French onion dip
in
a potato chip in your life.
No, never.
I feel bad for you, my friend.
I know. I
feel great about it.
What's your unpopular opinion, Aaron?
Can you skip me, please?
Yeah. I don't know. What's your unpopular opinion?
I don't know. Atheism.
Huh?
I said atheism, but that wasn't really. Oh, I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah, I find that weird.
Yeah, a lot of people fight me on that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't fight you.
Good, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
Oh, I also don't like beer.
Yeah.
But why are we friends?
I can live with that.
I'm just kidding. I'm like
shocked
you.
About the ranch and the fucking no dip in your. There's no dips. There are dips.
Like, there's salsa, guacamole, hummus.
No, fuck that. I'm talking white dip.
Like a cheese dip. Like a queso, an alouette or a boursin.
What about brie? How do you feel about brie?
I love brie.
Yeah, brie.
Okay, you're moving back up the list.
All right, here's my unpopular opinion. Go ahead.
I don't like This Is Us.
Yes, that's very weird.
That is a good one.
TV show, This Is Us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got through the first season. So.
Here's my one that's just like, meh, whatever. I think Harry Potter's dumb. Yeah, I said it.
Wow.
Did you read them all?
No, I couldn't get through them.
Oh my god.
They were fucking painful and
the first one is not great.
I only read the first one because then I couldn't do it again. I wasn't gonna put myself through it.
I'm so hurt inside right now.
Have you seen the movies?
No.
I'm gonna need a minute.
Right? I thought you were a monster when you didn't like Seinfeld.
I didn't even want to put my thoughts about Harry Potter because that's a shit show waiting to happen.
I'm sad right now.
Yeah. I'm actually hurt.
So you like haven't joined Pottermore. You don't know what
your
house is.
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what your Patronus is?
I don't know what any of that means.
What house are you guys?
Hufflepuff.
That makes sense.
I think I was Gryffindor.
Oh.
That makes sense.
I'm a Ravenclaw.
That also makes sense.
No,
it's very accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No
Slytherin. Do you know what my Patronus was? Fucking cat. I'm like, what?
I love that. Let's
see. So.
That's funny.
That's right. What was your guys' Patronuses?
I think mine was a rabbit.
Mine was some kind of fox.
Okay. That's good, too. You're
clever.
Yeah.
My unpopular opinion, I fucking hate The Godfather.
I've never seen any of them.
Me neither.
Yeah, well, Jackie, fuck Harry Potter. So
there you go.
I had to find out what everybody else's unpopular opinion was before I just blurted that out there because I know that was going to cause an uproar. I can't fucking stand it.
Oh,
I hate it.
Oh, man.
I can't.
I might have to, like, hold you down for a weekend and make you read Harry Potter because you did it to me with Twilight when I said that, too.
And you were in it in one
you
book.
You like Twilight, but you hate Harry Potter.
I couldn't. Okay, let me be more articulate. I don't hate Harry Potter. I didn't see what all the hype was about, and I did finish the first book. And I had zero interest in reading the second. I found Harry to be tediously annoying. I only like the one girl character and the one ghost that like haunts the place, the one like teacher ghost. The rest of it I thought is such like a thing that people got into because everyone else really liked it. It was more of like a yay, we're all doing this.
This fool just said the teacher ghost.
Whatever his name was.
But that's how I felt about Twilight, and you like made me read it and I was
you're
like
welcome.
I'm wrong.
I think J.K. Rowling is a terribly talented writer. Harry did not resonate with me, and because of that I was not pulling for him, and if I'm not pulling for the main character I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Will you eventually read them with Lincoln?
If he wants to, I will. I'm not going to do it for myself. I have so many other books I'd rather read. If he was like, Mom, I want to read this with you, then I 100% will. But I couldn't do it. It was painful. I think Harry is super annoying.
Look, so I have to say this, and this is, Harry's not my favorite character. Okay. Like, he never was. Oh, right. And I think he always was supposed to be slightly annoying because he is the, like.
He kind of sucks.
Yeah, he does. He always falls. He's always stumbling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he
it's like not Orange is the New Black. Piper is not your favorite character either, right?
But I didn't care enough about any of the others to continue either.
Wow. See, like, I love, like, my favorite is, I love Snape. Like, Snape was my favorite. Yeah,
me too.
So it's like, I wanted to know what happened with Snape at all time. And Hermione, I would take a bullet for Hermione.
Okay, so I felt the same way about Harry Potter that I did about when I read The Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. If I hadn't seen the movies, I would have never cared about The Hunger Games because I thought Katniss Written was obnoxious and weak and annoying.
And PETA was kind of a wiener.
Yeah. So if I had read the books first, the only reason I read the books was because when the movies came out, I wanted to see how it ended. So I read the books. If Jennifer Lawrence hadn't played Katniss, I don't think I would have cared about them at all because I thought she did such a good job.
She just in the book. And we had this conversation. Overpowers him.
We had this conversation before because I thought it was flip flopped.
I agree with you.
In the movies, she's thrust into a bunch of stuff, and she's like, "Shit, well, since I'm here, let me try to be the Mockingjay because everybody needs me to be." But in the book, she's like, "No, I'm the fucking Mockingjay. Like, I'm going to
see." I felt totally the opposite.
I'm gonna.
Yeah. That's true towards the end, but towards the beginning,
I
like
felt
in the
totally
book,
the opposite.
I think she's always reluctant because that was never her. She never wanted that role, even in the books. I don't think she wanted that role, but I think. In Mockingjay, she's like, all right, you know, like, I think Catching Fire in the book Catching Fire, like, that one, that book and movie adaptation is my favorite, Catching Fire, and the movie adaptation of Catching Fire.
I felt that she toyed with the boys a lot more in the book series, which annoyed me, and I understand she's a teenager, and teenagers by nature are like wishy-washy and kind of all over the place. But when you're talking about one of the few idealistic, like, female heroines of our time, I couldn't stomach it. The books.
I think it's because they spend so much more time in the books with PETA and Gale taking care of her. They spend so much more time on that in the books. And so then you're, you know.
And that wasn't what I was there for. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
In the books, I was so crushed when PETA didn't remember her in the end and, like, tried to fight her. I cried. Reading the book, I was like, oh, my God, PETA!
Yeah.
And in the movies watching it, I was like, whatever, dude. It was just not the same.
I think what also frustrated me, and which always frustrates me, is, like, the little tiny details that made me love the books never made it to the movie. Like, I love that PETA lost his leg. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I love those parts because that meant that he had to fight even harder in the next case. You know, so, like, all of these things that they left out, like, those were very hard for me to stomach. But I never, like, the books have always been, like, I read The Hunger Games, the first book, in literally one day. Like, I could not put it down. Like, that's very rare for me.
Reread those.
I just couldn't. Being the first, like, emergent female, like, heroine of the younger generation's time, as far as books go, I couldn't get over how much they played on stereotypical female emotions in it. And it just pissed me off. So I really enjoyed the movies. I read all the books. They were fine, but I thought the movies were much better. So that was just I expected more from the books, I guess, because I liked the movie so much that I was just disappointed in how it played. I don't like the mind games with the emotions. With those books would have been so much better had she been more decisive and more. And I get it, staying true to teenagers. Like, I get all of that, but that's not what I thought it would be. So I was just disappointed.
I feel that way about Divergent. I fucking hate Divergent.
Agree.
Yeah.
Is it because I don't like Shailene Woodley? I don't know. But I just can't do it.
So
Divergent, I was like, seriously, that's so lame.
What's everyone obsessed with this week?
Oh.
Jesus.
I have a big fat thumbs down for David's Bridal this week. But I'm not going to go into detail except that don't go on their website and make an appointment because their system is still open and they will text you saying, can't wait for your appointment when they're closed. That's all I'll say. Fuck David's Bridal.
That's so fucking frustrating.
I know.
Why are you going to David's Bridal, can I ask?
My brother's
She's getting married.
Oh. Congratulations.
We've been together for 20 years. We might as well.
Tie the knot. There's no better
time to make
quarantine.
It official.
My brother's engaged, and we're doing our stuff through David's Bridal. And I assumed it was probably closed, but they kept sending me, like, stuff, emails and texts saying, can't wait for your appointment, confirm your appointment, all this stuff. So I was like, all right, they're staying open through the apocalypse. Cool. And I need to get the girls' dresses ordered. So thought it was all cool. And they're not. They're shut down. But apparently their system is not shut down. So
that is very annoying. I can understand why you're pissed.
Yeah.
I'm going to do mine real quick because I can already tell you guys it's going to take too long. just by the looks on your faces.
Rude.
But am I wrong? No. So this week I am obsessed with the Public and how much they are pissing me off because I closed down our campgrounds and I closed down our OHV parks and people are losing their minds as if we're being unreasonable. And I want to tell them this is exactly why, because all of you fucking idiots will not protect yourselves by not going, so we have to close it down because we're getting more phone calls than we've ever had about making reservations, and they're mad at us for not allowing them to go camping. When I'm like, so I what put my staff at risk, so we have to continuously wash bathrooms every time you guys use a facility, like that we have to take money from you, we have to interface with you, like face to face, less than 6 feet, we have to take out your trash, we have to put out your fires, like no, that's not a thing we're gonna do. And the way they're treating my staff is not only, I get it, people are frustrated. We're all frustrated. We're all stuck in this. Like, this isn't anything that, like, oh, super famous people are still getting. No, we're all stuck. The only people who aren't stuck are the people who were totally underappreciated for a long time, which is, like, retail workers, grocery store workers, like, the people who pick up your trash. They still get to go to work, and we've completely underappreciated them for far too long. But the fact that they're acting like we're being unreasonable and now they're going to call and bitch at us over and over and over again as if it's not a state order that everyone keep their asses home. It's disappointing. It's disappointing in people. I get it. You're disappointed that you can't go camping. You had a fishing trip planned with your uncle or whatever. You wanted to take your kids on spring break. I fucking get it. That sucks. But guess what? We're all doing this. We're all doing this to protect group of people that's at risk, to slow the spread down, to protect our doctors, to protect our nurses, to protect the people who work in the hospitals that take your records, that process your insurance payments, all those people that have to go to work. That is why we're all staying home. And to take it out on staff members that are just doing their job and following instructions is infuriating, and I have no chill for it this week because they've been beating the hell out of my staff, and I find it gross is the only... If you're mad about it, cool, vent to your friends. Don't call and be super rude. If you want answers, we can even handle that, but you don't have to call and scream at people. Like, that kind of shit is just... And, by the way, people who are calling and want refunds on, like, your yearly passes that you pay $100 for and can come and go out of any one of our parks for as long as you want, are we going to give you a $12 refund, which is what it comes out to for the month? I don't know yet, but know this. Parks aren't rolling in money, okay? Mm-hmm. And if I have to issue a $12 refund to all 3,000 people that have passes, that's going to crush our system. So instead of thinking about me, and your $12, imagine that times 3,000 and think about it. Like, parks are not here to make money. We are here to maintain services and give you the things that you like doing for recreation. Like, we are not a for-profit agency. So... like, we have a season pass to the national parks. I'm not going to call state parks and national parks and ask them for a refund. I'm sorry. It's a pandemic. We weren't prepared for this. I'm sorry you got closed down and spoiled your plans. Go ahead and keep my $12. I'm done with my rant.
Yeah. Makes sense.
That's crazy. Okay.
I'll be a brighter note. I am obsessed with, I know I mentioned earlier all these calls and stuff that I'm on, whatever, but, like, recreation, like, it's always been a thing that it's, like, totally cool to steal ideas from people. Mm-hmm. Like, you change the name, you whatever, but when you see a good idea, you, it's okay to take it. But the amount of, like, open sharing and stuff going on is super awesome. Like, all the calls I've been on, people are sharing examples of things that they're doing, and then in the chat, putting their email address. Like, if anybody wants it, email me, I'll send it to you. This Women in Parks and Recreation group, which I just realized I should invite you to, Jackie.
Maybe.
That I'm in, has
good idea.
So many good resources, and people are just sharing what they're doing, and, like, hey, use our video and tag us, or recreate your own, or whatever. And it's just so nice to see people that are, like, you know, just willing to share their ideas. Super and not true. Be so territorial over, you know.
Super
like,
true.
I started it, you know.
I no one say. Really knows who started any of our stuff.
Right, no one started anything. Yeah.
So I recently finished the Hillary Clinton documentary on Hulu. And I watched the first three episodes and was thoroughly moved, obviously. So we've been going through this.
Where are you moving?
Just in my soul.
California.
I'm going to move to California. I'm moving into your house, Jackie.
Perfect.
Yes. I hope you're ready for me.
We're ready. We're all here.
I will
here.
Quarantine in your backyard for
Oh, it's just 14 dirt right days. Now. Yeah.
It's okay. It's better than Florida. So I kind of waited to watch the final episode only because the first three were emotional. Like I got very emotional. So we finished it and I have been even more emotional than normal about the current state of our country and the president that is in office and the administration. Especially concerning, you know, everything that's going on. I just have to say this. Hillary Clinton, whatever she may or may not have done in her past, what questionable things her family may or may not have gotten into, she is one of the most formidable women I think our generation has ever seen. And it saddens me to levels I didn't even know I would ever have concerning politics. Like if you would have asked me 10 years ago about my feelings on politics, I've been like, eh, whatever. But like now it's so much.
Obama was in office.
Right. Like you're just like, it's whatever. Like Obama's going to care for us. And like, there's never going to be a president in office that doesn't give a fuck about us. Right. Like, cause that's not the position. The position is to care regardless of what party you're in, you know, whatever. Like, the president's position is to care about the American people. So I just think now to myself, we are fucked. And like, I think back to how unfucked we would be if Hillary would have been in office. Like, yes, I understand this still would have hit America. Everything would have happened in America. This all still would have happened to a certain extent. But
she would have been an amazing president.
Yes, it would never have been as bad.
It wouldn't have been as bad.
It would have been something that we would have been ahead of. And it's just, I said to Gail as we were watching, I was literally bawling. I was like sobbing, reliving the whole thing all over again, like election night and like what happened and how, you know, we all woke up in the morning and found out that she lost. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I just remember all of those feelings and all of those emotions. And I've really been like trying to channel that because I'm obviously a very emotional person. Anyways, I'm shocked if no one knows that. But like, I think part of it is that it's meaning so much more now than it did even, you know, then. You know what I mean? Like now it's becoming this whole like, what the fuck did we do as a nation? You know what I mean? No, I know. And I know she won the popular vote. Like so it's like as a nation, like what did these people do that put this maniac in on? So it's just like this whole thing and that I've been very obsessively thinking about it. Probably not healthy. I mean, let's be real. It's not healthy, but it's just been such a gut check. Like I can't write. Like I have a deadline, like a June 1st deadline right now. And I'm like, I'm fucking writing. I'm not doing anything because I'm so fucking obsessed with what could have been. And that's just not good, you know? So, but at the end of the day, the fucking documentary is amazing. I don't know if you guys have watched it.
It's even so the good. Opening, like the credits and the
yes,
like
yes.
Stacey, you read so the book. Good. Is it better than the book?
Is it
different
so.
Information than the
it
book?
It is different. Okay. Yeah, it's different because the book focuses really on the election and how they lost, and the documentary really starts like her whole life. Her and Bill both talk about the Monica Lewinsky stuff. Like, it goes pretty deep. And so it's just different than the book.
Okay.
It's cool to see Hillary in that light because
it's lighter. The book was so right after it all happened that this is just not lighter, like, oh, it's funny. But there are moments that are funny. And
there was moments in the book that were funny, too. I said over and over again, if the woman who wrote that book had actually run for president, she would have won the Electoral College, too.
Sure. Well, yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Same thing goes for this documentary or her interview on Howard Stern, like all of those things.
Yeah.
But, you know, she brings up in the documentary, like, that for whatever reason, some people just hate her. And it's, you know, never the people that really pave the way that find success. It's the people that come after.
Yeah, and it's so funny because, like, I think one of the things that I've always loved about her is that she isn't super likable. You know what I mean? Like, she's not Tina Fey. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't come out, she's not funny, but she's just smart.
But she is.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so when you understand like smart humor, like, you get it. Like, you understand it. And I think that that is why so many...
Well, look at, like, Susan B. Anthony. She fought for women's right to vote for, 28 years.
Yeah.
And she died before they even got the chance. It's never the women that paved the way that, or I shouldn't even say women, people that paved the way that get to reap the benefits of it.
Yeah. Right. I mean, eventually, like she even points it out in the documentary, like, you know, her concession speech about just this, that girls don't give up basically. Mm-hmm. And now, like, you know, obviously this happened and now this, you know, primary, there are so many women that were involved and, you know, I know it's not that way now, but it's just that there's obviously doors opening and it is cool to see. And I'm glad that it's happening in our lifetime. It just is so sad when you listen to her and see the depth of her knowledge and the excitement she has for politics and making this country a better place. And to know that we have a fucking piece of shit that is not chocolate flavored at all.
He's shit that tastes like shit. That
yeah.
Like
carry yourself with the same confidence as a mediocre white man.
Yeah, it's literally, he is God's not gift. He is, I wouldn't even say Satan gave us him. What the
you
fuck,
you know,
Aaron?
Satan takes a lot of wrath for, he's, well,
he's not done anything.
A different podcast all year.
He literally just got, you know, booted. Whatever.
Everyone's, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I've literally obsessively been obsessed.
I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah, again. It's so good.
I'm going to have to turn it on while I'm working tomorrow so I can at least listen to it. Yeah.
Literally one of the best, I would say one of the best documentaries I've seen in a while. Like, I really, really, really enjoyed it. And Katie, who is not political at all, loved it.
How's everyone's beverage of choice? Mine's good.
My water was very refreshing. Thank you for asking.
I would buy this. It was a gift for my housewarming, but I would buy it.
Stacey, would you buy your water?
Yeah, I think I'm going to continue to purchase water from the city. Yeah. I think so.
All right, guys. Stay sane, stay healthy, and stay the fuck home.
Yes.
Hey, yo. Hashtag team stay the fuck home.
Yeah. Quarantine.
Quarantine. Hashtag do the right thing. Hashtag if you live in a red state, don't listen to your governors.
But you probably don't listen to us.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. All right, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. We'll be right back.